Okay, you bastard, stay where you are. Becca Quinn snarled at her enemy. She gripped her weapon and planted her feet, ready to take on the foul creature, even if it meant endangering her life. It was past time for this bastard to die. Her enemy twitched, but otherwise looked nonplussed.
I won't let you win this time, she vowed. You and your little friends might have won before, but not this time. Today I'll be the victor, and you'll be the one writhing in pain, helpless and screaming.
Images of gold eyes and the faint sound of a wounded howl filled her mind, but she pushed those away. It wasn't the time.
Becca, kill the damn spider and get on with it.
Dante Bell, her boss and friend, barked from the doorway. Becca groaned but didn't let her gaze fall from her fierce enemy. The eight-legged nightmare that had to be as big as her hand merely lifted a leg, as if he hadn't a care in the world. He probably didn't. She quickly looked at the plunger in one of her hands and the bottle of bleach cleaner in the other. Fine, she might have gone overboard with her weapons of choice, but considering she was in the bar bathroom, she took what she could get.
He could kill me at any moment, Becca said.
He's a spider, Becca, Dante growled. A spider. You've seen demons, angels, and heard of who knows what else, and you're afraid of a measly spider?
Becca snorted. He could be a spider shifter for all we know, ready to kill me as soon as I relax.
For God's sake, there are no such things as spider shifters. Don't even think about asking me to kill it for you, Bex. Get a damn shoe.
Becca finally pulled her gaze from her enemy and turned to glare at Dante.
You'd sit back and let me die?
Something dark passed through his piercing blue eyes, and he set his jaw. She blinked as she remembered that her friend and boss wasn't human. His long black and blue hair, his tattoos and piercings, and everything else about him hid who he was. The dragon within him, the one she and her friends had never seen, was right under the surface, waiting.
I'd rather walk through the fires of hell, the same hell I'm banned from, than sit back and watch any of you girls die. You know this. I'm standing back and letting you kill the fucking spider because you asked me to, Becca Quinn. You told me you wanted to face your fears, and I'm letting you. Never forget what I am, and never forget that I'd die before watching you or the girls get hurt.
With that, he turned on his heel and left her alone in the bathroom, her heart in her throat, and her shame surrounding her. Hell, she'd fucked that up. Badly. She turned back to the corner, only to find it empty. Panicked, she scanned the walls, floors, under the stalls, and her hair, only to come up short. The damn arachnoid of death had eluded her. He and all his little friends would be back, though, and she'd be ready. Maybe.